This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Terrorism and the economy have dominated this election cycle, eclipsing one issue that clearly differentiates the presidential candidates, the environment. But clean air and clean water, national parks and nuclear waste tend to take a back seat when the nation is at war and there are surging oil prices. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
For 4.5 hours, President Bush and Senator John Kerry debated on national television. Of that, just one question, less than 5 minutes, was devoted to the topic of the environment. And during that time, it was simply a more polite version of liar, liar, pants on fire.
I guess you'd say I'm a good steward of the land.
Now, when it comes to the issue of the environment, this is one of the worst administrations in modern history.
But philosophically and practically, from climate change to endangered species, the two candidates couldn't differ more in their approaches toward protecting the environment. The president abhors regulation, preferring to get industry to do the right thing with market-based incentives.
The quality of the air is cleaner since I've been the president. Fewer water complaints since I've been the president. More land being restored since I've been the president.
That may be true, Kerry says, but that's because of environmental laws passed in the 70s. And he says the pace of improvement is actually slowed by Bush administration initiatives, such as the Clear Skies Act. He prefers enforcement of existing regulation.
If they just left the Clean Air Act all alone the way it is today, no change, the air would be cleaner than it is if you pass the Clean Air Skies Act.
But none of this really seems to register with the voters. Jennifer Duffy, an analyst with the Cook Political Report, says the environment has simply been overshadowed.
I think the reason is simple. Iraq and the economy trump it. It's not they've stopped caring, it just simply gets lost in the mix.
And it's not for lack of trying. Celinda Lake is a Democratic consultant with races all over the country. She says while environmental concerns are resonating in some contests, for example, nuclear waste in Nevada and offshore oil drilling in Florida, it's been hard to convince voters that the president even has a hand in it.
One of the problems we've had with making the environment more of an issue this year is when you talk about the real Bush-Cheney record, people say, well, I know he doesn't like the environment and they are oil men and you always see him cutting down brush in Texas, but I don't think he has time to have done all of this. I think he's been preoccupied with the war and terrorism and the economy, so I don't believe he's actually done all these things. And so it's been hard to make the argument credibly.
Deb Callahan is the president of the League of Conservation Voters, a group that ranks elected officials according to their stances and performance on environmental issues. She faults politicians for trying to nationalize what's often a more personal or specific concern.
Environment isn't really an issue. It's a category. But lead in drinking water is an issue. Offshore oil drilling is an issue. Clean air is an issue. Having mercury warnings in lakes is an election issue. So the way that people poll, they say, what issue do you care about? You know, raising taxes, the war in Iraq, blah, blah, blah. The environment, well, the environment's not an issue. But if you say lead in drinking water in Washington, D.C., that's something people will stand up and vote on.
Callahan and other environmental groups are frustrated their cause has been relegated to the back burner. But she says what they lack in national coverage, they're making up for on the ground. The League has mobilized 25,000 volunteers, for the most part young students, to knock on 1.2 million doors in 5 swing states. So while the environment may not show up in the exit polls, along with national and economic security as a top issue, it could play a quiet role in swinging a few key voters in a few key states in what could be a close election. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.